A study getting underway at the University of Utah explores the connection between Utah's winter air pollution and the brain. KUER's Judy Face has the story.
What if air pollution spikes don't just make it harder to breathe, but also make it harder to think? That's a question Dustin Hammers wants to answer. He's a clinical neuropsychologist at the University of Utah's Alzheimer's Center, who's beginning a study on how spikes of wintertime pollution affect cognition.
We know a lot about long-term chronic air pollution and what that can do to the body and to the brain, but we don't know a lot of information whatsoever about the intermittent short bursts of pollution like we have in the Wasatch Front during an inversion.
Hammers focuses on working memory and decision-making, an area of air pollution research that's just heating up. For this pilot study, his team is looking for changes in mood, memory, and thinking skills before, during, and after PM 2.5 spikes. The team's also measuring key markers of biochemical stress, including interleukin-1b and C-reactive protein. Hammers says other research has shown fine and ultrafine particles of pollution can travel from the lungs directly to the brain.
We don't actually have a lot of studies that specifically are looking at the short-term effects. Do these have long-term impacts over time? The research just isn't out there because we're in such a unique geographic area.
The team's still looking for generally healthy people over age 65 to participate. And maybe someday they'll be able to say whether the dirty fog in the valley skies makes our brains foggy too. Judy Fays, KUER News.